Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hindi lamang pisikal na injury ang maaaring maranasan sa trabaho. Para sa ilang manggagawa sa Australia, workplace bullying, trauma, o matinding stress ay maaaring magdulot ng psychological injury. Ngunit marami ang hindi nakakaalam na maaaring may work cover support para rito. Sa Filipino community, marami pa rin ang nag-aatubiling magsalita tungkol sa mental health sa workplace dahil sa takot, stigma o kakulangan ng impormasyon. Sa Australia, maaaring makaapekto sa mental well-being ng isang worker ang bullying, harassment o matinding workplace stress. Ngunit para sa ilan, hindi agad malinaw kung kailan ito nagiging seryoso at kung ano ang mga support pathway na maaaring lapitan. Tinalakay ng SBS Filipino ang karanasan ng dalawang Pilipino sa Australia at kung paano maaaring makatulong ang work cover sa mga psychological injuries na may kaugnayan sa trabaho. Isa sa mga nakausap ng SBS Filipino ay isang Pinoy na itatago natin sa pangalang Jane, na nagtatrabaho bilang all-rounder sa isang cafe sa Sydney.
Kasi nung orientation ko, sabi nila, konting punas-punas lang, spray-spray, ganun lang yung papagawa sa akin if ever maglilinis. Tapos ginawa ko na yun, after nun, wala pa rin mga customer yun sa restaurant, tapos biglang sabi, tatapos mo na ba yung banyo? Sabi ko, opo, natapos ko na. Sabi niya na, pakikis-kis nung sahig, nung banyo. Siyempre, Medyo nagulat ako, hindi ko alam na kasali pala yung sa job description ko. So sabi niya na, sige, pakikis-kis na lang yung nung wall, nung sahig. So syempre, naghahanap tayo ng trabaho, syempre ginawa ko na lang. Pero parang medyo labag sa kalooban ko kasi hindi ako prepared na ganun. Pero syempre, ginawa ko pa rin. After nun, pumasok pa rin ako sa trabaho. Tapos nung naghuhugas naman ako ng plato, parang tinatapon lang sa akin sa sink yung mga pans na kailangan hugasan. Tapos sasabihin na, wash this one. Hurry up. Gaganon. Tapos parang very rude talaga yung nila. I mean, okay lang naman sa akin kasi trabaho ko naman yun. Pero alam nyo sana may sense of dignity naman yung pagka-utos sa'yo or pagkasabi na ganito yung kailangan mong gawin.
Ayon sa kanya, unti-unting naapektuhan hindi lamang ang kanyang trabaho kundi pati ang kanyang emotional well-being.
Parang somehow, parang na-traumatize ako kasi syempre, yun nga, bago pa lang kami dito. Parang naisip ko, may ganito pala dito. Tapos natakot ako for some time na pumasok sa mga same type of work kasi baka ganun pa rin yung ma-experience ko.
Kalaunan, nagdesisyon siyang mag-resign. Para sa ilang workers, ang pag-alis sa trabaho ang nagiging tanging opsyon, lalo na kung hindi nila alam na may suporta na maaaring lapitan.
Siguro kung nalaman ko na merong ganun, I could have availed of that service. And siguro, baka mas na-address yung trauma na experience ko with that type of work.
Samantala, isang Filipino nurse naman sa Australia na itago natin sa pangalang Aida, ang ibinahagi ng karanasang psychological injury sa workplace at kalaunan ay nakapag-avail ng work cover support.
The incident that occurred in my workplace significantly affected both my physical and mental well-being. For about 8 months, I had been experiencing persistent physical pain, which I initially tried to dismiss, believing it was not serious. However, due to the ongoing discomfort, I eventually decided to consult a doctor or a general practitioner.
Ayon sa kanya, mahalagang humingi ng professional support kapag naapektuhan na ang daily functioning at well-being.
Following an assessment, my GP observed that the repetitive movements required my workplace had likely contributed to my injury. And as a healthcare worker, my role heavily relies on the use of my hands and arms, making it physically and emotionally challenging to continue working while I'm in pain. My GP also advised that my condition could worsen if left untreated. During the consultation, I shared that I had been trying to manage the pain on my own for several months.
Matapos humingi ng tulong at dumaan sa proseso, nakatanggap siya ng support habang nagpapagaling.
So the process for me was initially overwhelming, particularly because it was my first experience navigating a workplace injury claim. Nevertheless, I am grateful for the support I received from management and the company's injury support specialists. They demonstrated professionalism, understanding, and genuine concern regarding workplace injuries and employee welfare. My case was promptly escalated to the insurance company for review, and within less than a week, I began receiving assistance. I received regular communication from the insurance company, workplace managers, my GP, and I was able to have consultations with the surgeon as well.
Ayon sa datos ng Safe Work Australia, nasa halos 10,000 serious mental stress claims ang naitala noong 2021 hanggang 2022 at karamihan dito ay may kaugnayan sa workplace bullying, harassment at matinding work pressure. Pinakamataas ang bilang ng psychological injury claims sa healthcare at social assistance industry, kabilang ang nursing at caregiving sectors. Ngunit paano nga ba malalaman kung maaaring masaklaw ng work cover ang isang psychological injury? Paliwanag ni Belle Shehab, isang registered psychologist at service manager ng psychological assessments, may mga pagkakataon kung saan maaaring makatanggap ng support ang workers na nakaranas ng work-related psychological injury.
So work cover, in essence, is a part of the workers' compensation system, and it provides support and compensation for employees who were injured as a result of their work, including both physical and psychological injuries. I think many people associate workers' compensation with physical injuries, but psychological injuries can also be covered when employment has significantly contributed to the condition. And often this may include conditions such as anxiety, depression, adjustment disorder, or even post-traumatic stress disorder arising from workplace experiences or environments. As a psychologist, I often explain that psychological injuries are just as real and potentially disabling as physical injuries. The key consideration, I suppose, is whether the workplace or work-related events have contributed to the development or worsening of the person's mental health condition.
Maaaring kabilang dito ang workplace bullying, trauma, harassment, or prolonged work-related stress.
In many cases, casual, part-time, and student workers may still be eligible for workers' compensation support. And it's in relation to, I suppose, if they experience a work-related psychological injury. I always encourage people to seek advice or clarification rather than just automatically assuming that they are ineligible, because many people are actually unaware of the supports available to them.
Ayon sa eksperto, mahalaga ang maagang paghingi ng tulong at proper documentation.
There are many workplace factors that can contribute to psychological injuries, and often it's not just one isolated event, but an accumulation of ongoing stresses over time. So some of the more common situations I see include workplace bullying, harassment, excessive workloads, chronic understaffing, exposure to traumatic incidents, poor management practices, conflict within teams, discrimination, a lack of organizational support, or feeling psychologically unsafe at work. In some industries, and I see this particularly within frontline or high-pressure roles, repeated exposure to trauma, aggression, or emotionally demanding situations can also significantly impact mental health. I think it's really important to understand that people respond differently to workplace stresses. The same environment may affect individuals differently, depending on factors such as support systems, workload demands, previous experiences, or even their coping capacity at that particular time. So I guess the first step is recognizing that their mental health symptoms may be linked to the workplace stresses and seeking support early. Where appropriate, I always encourage people to notify their employer, their HR department, or access early support programs such as Employee Assistance Program, also known as EAP. Early intervention is incredibly important because outcomes are generally much better when people receive support before symptoms become severe or chronic in nature. From there, if you feel as though the symptoms are still persisting and they are in relation to the workplace stresses, and you have sort of accessed those early support programs, I strongly encourage that person to seek support from a GP or a psychologist to discuss their symptoms, especially if they're experiencing ongoing symptoms such as anxiety, low mood, panic symptoms, sleeping difficulties, emotional exhaustion, or difficulties just functioning day to day.
Ngunit bakit nga ba maraming workers ang nahihirapang magsalita tungkol sa kanilang mental health? Ayon sa psychologist na si Bell, may stigma pa rin pagdating sa workplace mental health.
That your mental health matters just as much as your physical health. And seeking support is not a sign of weakness by any means. It's a sign of recognizing that something needs attention and care. I understand that for many Filipino workers, there can sometimes be cultural values around sacrifice and resilience and avoiding burdening others. And while these strengths are most definitely admirable, they can also lead people to stay silent for too long, even when they're struggling significantly. No one should feel ashamed for experiencing psychological distress, particularly when workplace conditions are contributing to it and there is help there. Speaking up early, accessing support from your employer, accessing support in general, I suppose, can make a significant difference to recovery and long-term well-being. You don't need to go through it alone. There are professionals and services available to support you confidentially and respectfully.
Para sa ilang Pilipino sa Australia, hindi madaling pag-usapan ang mental health sa workplace dahil sa hiya, takot na mawala ng trabaho o pressure na manatiling matatag. Ngunit paalala ng mga eksperto, ang psychological injury ay seryoso rin at nararapat lamang na mabigyan ng suporta at tamang tulong. Hindi lahat ng sugat ay nakikita. Ngunit may karapatan ang bawat manggagawa na maprotektahan hindi lamang ang kanilang pisikal na kalusugan kundi pati ang kanilang mental well-being. Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay pangkalahatang gabay lamang. Para sa naayong payo sa inyong sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa abogado, eksperto at kinauukulang ahensya. Ako si Vanessa Bragas para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.